I know that our brother has prepared a message tonight. He told me this morning that I've already read some of his scriptures, which we know this is very typical for these things to happen. But I ask you to listen closely to the words that he has and how they apply to our lives and how they can help us in our daily walk of life. So I now ask your careful and your prayerful attention for our brother Jim Yates.
He wasn't the only one that got my scriptures. Gary did last week, too. Just don't get settled too good, because you're not going to be here too long tonight. Guarantee you. More than 2,000 years ago, Socrates, the Athenian philosopher, was put to death for corrupting the youth in his city. The philosophies of him, the great teacher, were disliked by the rulers who thought that teaching decent morals was a form of corruption. And it seems that times that politics hadn't changed too much, even down to this time that we live in. Seems like it's about as crooked today as it was in those days. The moral code of Socrates was about as follows. I am honest, truthful, kind, humble, considerate, passionate, charitable, patient, fair in dealing with others, and the seeker of knowledge and wisdom to the best of my ability. And here's a man that was teaching their youth there, and they said, no, that can't be. He was indicted by the testimony of a group of what it says was the vilest, most vicious, and corrupt scheming politicians of the day. And he was sentenced to death by a corrupt court, and the sentence was as outrageous as the corruption of the court. When we look around and see some of the courts and politicians of today, we really don't think that they've changed too much. And we still have it, and it seems like it's getting worse. If we are going to survive this and the coming trials and tribulations, we need to humble ourselves, repent of our sins and wrongdoings, and pray for forgiveness, and ask for guidance and direction as to what the Lord would have us to do. Of course, the things that He would have us to do, we have read many times in the Scriptures. So there really shouldn't be any doubt for us to what we should do. And if we're not watched over and cared for by His love and mercy, we would all be lost. There is much lawlessness and rioting in the streets of our cities today. And the courts, to some extent, have tied the hands of the law enforcement and safety personnel so that they can't do the job that they was hired to do. All of the current doings on this recent election results can't be changed. And the rioting and pillaging and whatever they're doing out there in the streets is not going to change it. And these kids that are out there from the schools, we would say most of them were smart kids. They're from good schools. But the old saying goes, they seem like they're as dumb as a coal bucket. They haven't any common sense in their heads. Now, I don't want to speak to our candidates' selections during the recent election or the outcome or how our nation is responding to the vote, as we see a lot of where the youngsters are. And I understand that we all have our rights to state our opinions. However, it seems that a lot of those are taken out of context, and things that don't amount to a hill of beans seem to be blown out of proportion to where it costs lives and looting and burning of people's properties that have nothing to do with the purpose of their protesting. They have no respect for others and law enforcement. And I wonder what their excuse will be when they stand before the judgment bar of God. Well, there is no excuse. It seems that election time, there's a lot of people with very little common sense that try and convince us to vote for things that's not right, such as marijuana usage bill and how it would help our schools according to their way of thinking. And in my way of thinking, I think all it would do would be cause a lot of squirrely people out there on the streets that doesn't belong out there. But you know, history seems to repeat itself. I see a few here that's old enough to remember a few years ago, we had something similar to this same type of thing. Had a vote on whether to have casinos or not. And that seemed like there was a lot of common sense out there because they voted it down. So they come up with the same situation, same story that they did to have marijuana legal. That if you just vote for the casinos, the revenue from that is going to take care of the schools and the highways, and everything's going to be nice. They're still hollering about the same thing. Where'd that money go? Nobody has any idea. History does repeat itself. But you wonder just who these kids are out there running up and down the streets causing all these problems. Some, but not all, are loud, rebellious, stubborn, destructive, foul-mouthed, and spoiled, causing all kinds of problems for the average John Q. citizen out there, with no respect of any kind for any authority at all. And a lot of them, it seems like they're stirred up and led by so-called ministers and priests and professional agitators that travel around the country just to stir up trouble. Why is this happening? Because the vast majority have turned their backs on the word of the Lord and pay no attention to the law of God. And the book of Ether leaves no doubt of what's going to happen if we continue in the same road. Page 717. Going to start in the 29th verse, in the middle of it, where it's talking about the land of promise, which was a choice above all other lands, which the Lord God had preserved for a righteous people. And he swore in his wrath unto the brother of Jared that whosoever should possess this land of promise from that time henceforth and forever should serve him, the true and only God, or they would be swept off when the fullness of his wrath should come upon them. And now we can behold the decrees of God concerning this land, that the land of promise and whatsoever nations shall possess it shall serve God, or else they'll be swept off when the fullness of his wrath is upon them. And the fullness of his wrath cometh upon them when they ripen in iniquity. For behold, this is a land choice above all other lands. Wherefore he that doth possess it shall serve God, or shall be swept off. For this is the everlasting decrees of God. And it is not until the fullness of iniquity among the children of the land that they are swept off. And this cometh unto you, O ye Gentiles. That's us. That ye may know the decrees of God, that ye may repent and not continue in your iniquities until the fullness come, that ye may not bring down the fullness of the wrath of God upon you, as the inhabitants of the land have hitherto done. Behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage and from captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of the land, which is Jesus Christ, which hath been manifested by the things which we have written. I was reading some verses the other day in Deuteronomy that made me think of that old saying that history repeats itself. Partway through the verses was the number 5, referring to the reference section located in the center page of my Bible. And I thought I'd better take a look at it. there was a word there, and it was intemperate. Not knowing what that meant, I thought I'd better take a look in Webster's dictionary. Not only did the definition fit thin way back, and it fits now. Talking about stubborn, rebellious children. The date in my Bible was 1451 B.C., almost 3,500 years ago. The word intemperate means not moderate, but excessive, going to extremes, severe, or violence. That's what's going on out there in the streets today. History does repeat itself. But it's according to the Deuteronomy, in 1451, they had an answer for it. We don't today. Let's read that. Deuteronomy 21, 18 to 21. If a man have a stubborn, rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So thou shalt put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. That's a pretty harsh sentence. But the chances are that this punishment wasn't carried out too often, because I'm sure that those kids got the message real quick. 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 4, is talking about our time and what to expect. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, there it is again at a later date, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. How that fits today. No other time in history have we seen such disrespect for parents, parental guidance and direction and authority of any kind. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Children, Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may live long on the earth. This message seems to go in one ear and out the other. They pay no attention to it. And I thank God that we still have some God-fearing people, church-going, who try and obey the laws of the land and keep the commandments of God. Some still try and keep the golden rule, which tells us to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. But they are few. And I pray that we are among that few. We are very fortunate people. We are either born in the church or fortunate enough to have come into contact with someone who is in the church, and the Lord touched our understanding to the truthfulness of the gospel, and that we had enough common sense to pay attention to what we saw and heard. Thank you for your time.